Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Excellent idea. Doesn't cost you anything, whether you've been good or bad. I actually got a really cute Christmas card from a friend of mine whose husband's got a beard. And so the Christmas card, they always make up great Christmas cards, but on the front of it says Santa Claus in the off season. And then it's
what color is the beard? Is it a white beard or is it?
No, it's gray. Okay. It's gray. Yeah, and I mean I can't believe he sat still for it, to be quite honest. And then it says, on the back of it, it has a picture of it. It shows her and the dog, and then when you flip it on the very back, it says Joy to the World, which I don't think was exclusive for me. I think that went to everybody. And I just wrote her back an email saying, Santa Claus looks very relaxed and benevolent. Could you put in a good word for me? I've been goodish. And she said, goodish is all it takes. So people are getting sort of ingenious. I guess Photoshop, they've always been really good about their cards.
Mm-hmm.
But the e-cards, I mean, I'm sure Jackie Lawrence, whoever she is, Jackie Lawson, is a lovely woman. And I suppose it's a good idea. But you know what? It's hard to imagine taking less energy to send something. I suppose it's better than, well, you know, for me, I'd rather get an email from somebody saying, have a great year.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I don't know. It's not that I bah humbug anybody, and I almost always send them back. You know, you can hit send and send back something saying back at you or something.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we've gotten lazier and lazier in terms of personal communication. You know, in the old days, you would go and, you know, buy a card, right? Or buy mm-hmm. cards, and you'd address them, and you'd put a stamp on them, and you'd probably put to Manny on the front, and, you know, and you'd address them.
Mm-hmm.
And then you could address them on your computer. So that took out a little bit of it, because people used to put a lot of energy into, you know, calligraphy and nice handwriting.
Mm-hmm.
And now you don't even need a stamp. I mean, you just send an e-card, which, as I said, I would probably prefer, although I'm getting a lot of sort of emails that are, you know, very decorative and stuff. But the problem is that I can't tell the difference between my friends and my bank. Right? They all look the same.
Yeah.
And the bank probably has a little bit more shekel to spend on making it lovely. But it does seem to have become a little impersonal.
Yeah.
You know, if I counted up the number of cards, the number of actual cards I got from friends, and the number of sort of other devices from businesses, whether the airline sends you cards now, all my doctors and dentists send me cards, my bank, I think I mentioned my bank, who else sends me cards? Credit card companies do, my credit cards. You know, I mean, they're all, you know.
I got one from a few years ago from the car dealership where I purchased my car.
Yeah, anybody. Real estate agents. Yeah. From real estate agents.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, you know, there's nothing bad about it. It's just that if the same card comes from my real estate agent and my next door neighbor.
Right. Or a cousin or something like that.
Yeah, I don't know. All right, I'm being bah humbug. Today is National Pfeffernuss Day, which I actually had to look up. I knew what Pfeffernut was, which is peanut butter and jelly and marshmallow,
mm-hmm.
which I thought was a made-up word. Apparently, it's not. And a Pfeffernuss, for many of you who know, is a Christmas cookie that apparently has Germanic origins, and it's molasses. It's just basically, it's a molasses cookie, which is sometimes mistaken for gingerbread.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought I'd sort of add that. And today's National Roots Day. I don't know if that means that your roots are showing. You know, you need to go to your hairdresser. I don't know exactly what National Roots is. It probably means look into your ancestry. But, you know, if your roots are turning dark, maybe. Right? Different words have different meanings to different people.
Sure, yeah.
In 1783, George Washington resigned as commander-in-chief of the Continental Army.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly because he didn't get enough Christmas cards. No, probably. Making that part up. And not coincidentally, in 1873, a mere 40 years later, a visit from St. Nicholas, also known as The Night Before Christmas, is published anonymously.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe George Washington published it and just didn't want anyone to know. I don't think so. All right. In 1893, Hansel and Gretel by Engelbert Humperdinck is performed. Now, you guys remember that for those of us of a certain generation, Engelbert Humperdinck was a rock singer, but he wasn't. He was a German composer. Mm. And I can't remember what Engelbert Humperdinck's real name was, something like, you know, George Smith or something. He just took that. Did you know that?
I did not know that, no.
See here, you. I told you, the queen of Trivial Pursuit. If I knew anything about geography, I'd rule the world. I'm going to learn. I'm tired of sort of being proud of my ignorance. I'm not proud of my ignorance. I just have to learn it. 1913, the Federal Reserve Act. Very controversial. Signed into law by Woodrow Wilson, creating the Federal Reserve System. Many people are not happy about that. But we can talk about that later, because this program really isn't about politics, although it's sometimes about money. The first successful kidney transplant was only in 1954.
Yeah.
That's only, 60 years.
60 years, yeah.
Hard to believe. Oh. J. Hartwell Harrison and Joseph Murray and George Washington was not involved in it, nor was Engelbert Humperdinck, much to everybody's chagrin. 1958, the dedication of the Tokyo Tower, the world's highest self-supporting iron tower.
Mm-hmm.
Those kind of things make me a little nervous, although I now live in a high-rise, but it's not the world's tallest. 1970, the North Tower of the World Trade Center in Manhattan is topped out at 1,368 feet, making it the tallest building in the world. Wow. I didn't realize it was this week.
Yeah.
And the new one, do you know how tall the new one is?
Now,
there's obviously
taller,
more than South Tower.
It is. Taller.
It's 1,700.
I was going to guess that it was about 300 or 400.
1776.
Taller, yeah.
Specifically, 1776. But that counts. It turns out it's a little bit of a cheat because it counts the antenna.
Okay.
And some people are chagrined about that.
Well, how tall is the antenna? How much does it add to it?
Maybe
a couple feet.
What? How tall are antennas? Maybe 25 feet. Mm-hmm. I don't know. 20, 25 feet. I'm 18. We can Google it and find out.
Mm-hmm.
Antenna at the World Trade Center. But they wanted it to be 1776. That was
right.
Specifically the thing,
yeah.
Which makes it the tallest building in the United States. I think third tallest in the world. But there's actually an apartment building now in Midtown that, if you don't count the antenna, is actually slightly taller than the World Trade Center.
Hmm.
Freedom Tower, yeah. Just for those who care about stuff like that. And this is kind of one of those odd things that I actually have some vague connection to. In 1972, the 16 survivors of the Andes flight disaster are rescued after 73 days. And this one is very famous because they survived by cannibalism.
Mm-hmm.
And I met one of the guys.
Really?
Yeah. He was doing, I met him on a cruise ship, I think, and he was doing, I think he had a book out or something, and he was doing speaking tours on, and it's a really fascinating story, and what they talk about, I mean, it's a harrowing story.
Mm-hmm. Well, I remember the movie.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Was it Ethan Hawke was in it, and I think it was called Alive.
Early
90s.
But they talked about that it was really sort of a consecration, that they talked about it as almost a mass, because all of them are Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
And, body and blood. I mean, the Donner Pass isn't nearly, I don't know why the Donner Pass, the Andes flight, I guess because people were alive and talking about it and it was much more modern. I mean, that's 40 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to the Donner Pass, which was in the 1800s, same thing happened. I don't know. The urge to stay alive, I mean, it's not a happy thought. Human beings, I think, have an atavistic response to cannibalism. I mean, it's just not part of how we view sort of evolved human beings. But,
right.
You know, I mean, the thing is, people go into a restaurant and pick out a live lobster and eat it. I mean, it's not... I don't know. I
just couldn't imagine being
it. It's a little hard to imagine, but it's also hard to imagine, you know, starving to death.
Right, yeah.
I don't know. Mm. I think, you know, it's one of those things that you can't really... And there were some people who opted out, who died and said, I'm not going to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Hard to know until you're there, I guess. But yeah, it is interesting to see what human beings, how human beings respond. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Hey guys, I want to tell you about a really cool company. It's Casper.com, like the ghost, C-A-S-P-E-R. Three guys have created an outrageously comfortable mattress, and here's the best part. They'll give you 100 nights to sleep on it, totally risk-free. If you don't love this mattress, Casper will pick it up in-home and refund you for everything, no hassles. The holidays are here, and you deserve the gift of a great night's sleep. That's what you get on a Casper mattress, and the only place to get this mattress is at Casper.com. You're going to love it, getting the best night's sleep you've ever had. Hey, don't get ripped off with a store-bought mattress that'll set you back a few $1,000s. Every size Casper mattress is totally affordable. Try your Casper mattress for 100 nights risk-free with free shipping and returns from Casper.com. For an exclusive offer, use my referral code, Dr. Joy, to get $50 off toward the purchase of your Casper. Casper.com, code Dr. Joy.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Sarah, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy.
Hi, Sarah.
I'm calling because I have a question in regards to relationships and where I can kind of go from here. I know you have your one-year rule, and I've had major issues trying to stick to that.
Well, at least you're not alone. All right, tell me what the issue is specifically here, sir.
Okay, well, I feel like I've been in monogamous relationships since I was a teenager. I mean, I'm only 24, but I feel like I've been in one relationship after another.
When did you start dating?
Well, I had a serious boyfriend in high school that I was going out with until college.
All right, so like 17, 18?
Yeah, about that, 16,
okay.
17.
Okay.
And then I dated someone in college from my sophomore year of college until last May. So we were together for almost 5 years.
Okay.
And since then, you know, I've bounced back and forth, you know, with someone else. And I want to be able to be alone, and I want to, you know, get to know myself more.
I'm good plan.
Completely, you know, solo basis. But I just find myself yearning for that kind of, like, companionship, which I don't really want to have at this point.
All right, so tell me, the conflict is, on the one hand, it sounds to me it's a conflict between your head and your heart, and maybe other organs, that your head says, look, you're going to be better off, you're going to make better choices if you're alone for a while, and the other part of you says, but I'm lonesome, I really want to be with somebody, right?
Right, but I don't know where, I mean, like, I'm a very independent person, I feel like. I'm very goal-oriented, very career-oriented, I have a lot of friends, and I don't know why I keep kind of looking for the next best thing, you know?
Well, are you in a relationship with somebody now?
I just ended a relationship with somebody.
All right, so when you... I thought that was... Oh, you mean last May, meaning last month May?
No, as of 2007 May.
Okay, so it's been a year.
No, I was still with someone back and forth, on and off, in the last year. Someone else.
Oh, all right. So let me just understand this.
Okay.
So the question is whether or not to break off with this guy that you've been with for 5 years, on and off for the last year?
No, I broke... Me and the guy from the 5 years have not really had any communication with him the last year. But there was somebody else since then that I was on and off with throughout the last year that I know I need to not be with.
Okay.
I know that.
Like, okay.
I'm very aware of that he deserves more attention than I can give him. And
he's a rebound guy.
Exactly, yes.
All right.
He's always been a rebound guy.
Distill this down to a question for me.
Distill it out to a question for you. How can I... I'm kind of trying to, like, I guess, figure out why I feel that I need to be in a monogamous relationship, why I want someone there, and how do I not have someone
right.
there.
Well, I think the answer in the first instance is kind of an abstract, sociological, sexual response, which says, you know, you've been trained to be somebody's little girl, you know, and somebody's girlfriend, and then somebody's steady date, and yada yada, and you're 24, so...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you've certainly been socialized in that you did your Barbie bride and everything else, and, you know, everything in society says pair up. So I think that's not particularly surprising. And clearly, are your parents together or not together?
They're together. Happily, that's a different question.
Okay. So, I mean, I think that's not particularly unusual. I think what the conflict is, where the tension is you sort of being willing to try being by yourself for a while. And there are a couple ways of doing that. The obvious, which is probably not going to work terribly well for you, which is to go cold turkey.
Yeah.
To sort of end this relationship, because you know it's not going anyplace, and decide, for example, end it like today,
mm-hmm.
and decide that you're not going to start going out with anybody till after Halloween.
Okay.
Now, is that enough time? Probably not. But if I say to you a year, you're not going to do it.
Right.
If I say to you, get through the summer, and during the summer, I'm not suggesting you put yourself on house arrest, and I think that's why, part of why you may be having the conflict of feeling like, well, if I'm not in a relationship, I have nobody to go to movies with, and I don't have anybody to hang out with, and I'll be up by myself on Saturday night, and you know, I'll become Miss Gooch, and we'll never have a date again. Not so. I mean, it's a great time to work on your abs, work on your relationships with your women friends that you've getting a little flabby, take a course.
Right.
Learn to sail, travel, do some things on your own to prove that, number one, you're okay. Number two, you can actually have fun by yourself. And then instead of trying to, exactly as you say, find the next mate, just look for a date. But don't do it now. And sort of maybe date a couple people at the same time, which probably means you're not sleeping with any of them, or you're just sleeping with one of them at a time. I mean, I think that dating, if you can keep it platonic, is a great way of kind of shopping. and shopping, not only that women shop, but that men shop as well, that you really spend some time getting to know who you are, what you want, as opposed to committing to somebody very early on. And I think that part of that is being sexual early on. But what I would suggest you do is kind of in at least two different stages. Number one, decide that for the summer, because it's such a nice kind of emotional time, such an obvious kind of, you know, warm weather and people are out more, and decide that for the summer, I'm just going to hang. You know, I'm not going to see anybody. I'm going to flirt. I'm going to have friends. I'm not going to sleep with anybody. I'm just going to see how that works. And then when it gets a little cooler, when Thanksgiving comes or Halloween comes or whatever, then I'm going to start looking for people to date. But instead of finding one person to date, I'm going to find a number of people to date. I'm going to date, which means that, you know, I'm not going to sleep with them, certainly for a very long time, if ever. And I'm just going to look for some friends and some guys that I kind of like, or something I like about a guy, as opposed to looking for a mate. And see how you do. Because I think that at 16, we have such a limited perspective of who we are, that trying to find somebody to be with gets very complicated. And just see how it works.
Thank you so much. That's really helpful. I mean, I've always found that, like, it's almost like I, instead of, like, breaking up, I'm trading up. You know, I feel it's always like...
Yeah, it's the trapeze phenomenon. I'm not letting go of one until I can grab onto another.
Yeah.
But it doesn't serve you.
No, it sure doesn't.
And it doesn't serve in the relationship. So just decide, okay, I'm going to do, instead of cold turkey, I guess, do hot dog. You know, I'm not going to do anybody for the summer, and then see in the fall. And if you're getting a little, you know, if you get nervous about it or uncomfortable about it, whatever, call. But I think just, and I keep notes. I think it's a wonderful way of keeping track of your interior monologue of, well, I really miss this, you know, I really miss having somebody. And then we can look and see where your vulnerable times are. For example, is it Saturday night? Or is it, you know, finding a date to a wedding? Or is it, you know, when my friends get engaged? And of course, all of those are pretty obvious, but I mean, the point is that once you realize the whole point of the 1 year rule, Sarah, is that you prove to yourself that you're making a choice based on wishes, not needs, and it changes everything.
Yeah, I feel like even at this point, I've always, you know, I've broken up with them for whatever reasons, but I almost feel like at this point, I don't even know really what I'm looking for.
Exactly. Because you're just, you have to figure out who you are first.
Right.
And great, paper and pencil are really useful.
Yeah, I mean, that whole thing, I think, Sarah, that you've got a whole bunch of issues that are not unique to you, and I think what's wonderful about you is that you're aware of at least the symptoms of the problem, which is, I have a hard time being alone, even though intellectually I understand it's perfectly okay and sometimes even preferable, that not knowing what I'm looking for, I mean, to a certain extent, I think it's okay to shop. I really do. I think men shop. I think women shop. It's why internet dating, I think, works really well. Or dating just in general is just an effort to find out who you are, what you want, how you interact with other people. In Dating for Dummies, the whole first half of the book is just how to know yourself. How to know who you are, where you came from, how you're influenced by your parents, all that kind of stuff. Because until you know who you are, it's very hard to figure out who you want. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
The CDC just announced flu vaccines may have the wrong strain of flu virus. You may not be protected. Whatever your lifestyle, your immune system is critical, and Immudyne provides your immune support. Doctor recommended, stimulant-free and not found in pharmacies. Go to Immudyne.com to find out more or to place an order. Or call 866-257-8668. That's Immudyne.com or 866-257-8668. Remember, Immudyne is key support for your immune system.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, and we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I'm here to do exactly that, to just help you with anything that's on your mind. And one of the things that we were talking about is people getting new jobs and new jobs that that old jobs because that technology have wiped out. For example, printers. You know, I had a friend whose family had been in the printing and bookbinding business for like 100 years, literally since, well, I guess that's, yeah, Civil War. And they're out of business because people do desktop printing. So, that Xerox repairman there in short supply, like the Maytag repairman, I guess. So they're just their jobs, the technology essentially has wiped out. So we were sort of asking, if you could have any job in the world, what would it be and why? What, man, if you could have any job, do you have a dream job?
I do have a dream job. I would like to be play-by-play announcer for Super Bowl I these days. I would love to have that opportunity to do that. That's my ultimate dream job, for sure.
Have you done play-by-play for football?
Oh, yeah, I have. I've done it mostly, primarily high school football, previous jobs that I've had. But
that's really interesting. Because he won the lottery, which is the only reason I know the story. One of the board ops in one of my stations, I think in New Hampshire, won the lottery, and he was the board op for my program, and he did play by play for basketball, I think, for the local high school team. And once he won the lottery, he and his mom each a house. I think they'd been living in a trailer before that. And he continued to do my program, and he continued to do play-by-play because he was doing what he wanted to be doing. So.
Yeah.
It's amazing how many people in broadcasting, especially the guys, almost all the guys want to do sports. Regardless of what they're doing, they want to do sports and play. But Bob, what was his name? Bob Wilson? I'm trying to remember. It was Bob something who used to do play-by-play for the Bruins. And when I first worked for that station, my first job in broadcasting was in Boston, and the station carried the Red Sox and the Bruins.
Okay.
And so I got to sit in the press booth for play-by-play, and he could actually say, as with the hockey in particular, he could actually describe the plays quicker than I can actually see them. It was amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, and especially, and I've done hockey too, and
hockey's fast.
Yeah, it's probably the most difficult sport to do play by play in because everything is, you know, the puck is moving around so quickly.
Yeah,
and
the guys are moving around so quickly.
Yeah.
Except fortunately, they stop and bash each other every once in a while, so you can catch your breath.
Well, in the NHL too, you have a lot of foreign players, and so you have a lot of names that are kind of uncommon and hard to pronounce.
Yeah, but once you learn them, you learn them.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's the first time you just sort of stumble over everything. But he used to be. I would sit next to him in the booth, and he could talk faster than I could see them. It was amazing.
Yeah.
Very, very interesting. Yeah, play-by-play is interesting. All right, so you do play-by-play. I was hoping you were going to say work for me and you already had your dream job, but realistically.
I am definitely.
That would have been a suck-up.
I should say, though, I'm definitely enjoying working with Dr. Joy Brown.
He has to say that, folks, because otherwise I'm going to.
It's not a political answer.
I'm going to dime him to Santa Claus, you know, and then he's going to be in real trouble. No, it actually turns out that at the office that it's one of the more popular positions, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just because I don't yell. And you never know what's going
to
happen.
And you're very easy to work with, too, which
thank you.
Greatly appreciated.
Well, it's my pleasure. You're fun to work with as well. All right, so my dream job is probably what I'm doing. I mean, I really love my job. The only thing I would probably add into my life that I don't do right now is a little acting. You know, I was a thespian when I was a young kid and sort of just decided that it was not everything I ever tried out for, I got. But I'm not good at auditions. I mean, I get so nervous about them, and I realized that I'm sort of not. Well, right now I could probably play character parts or something, but you know, it was one of those things that I've always loved doing, and I've been in a couple of plays since I've been in New York and some off-Broadway stuff. And I really, it's the only thing in my life that I would really like to do that I'm not doing. On the other hand, I get in front of a microphone 5 days a week, so it's hard to whine about that. And it's not really a dream job. It would just be a dream addition, because I don't think I'd be very happy doing it exclusively, because actors don't work. You know, they take long hiatuses because they're not, even if they're good, they're not very good for a role or whatever. And especially for women, it's not a very forgiving profession. But and movies are a little less interesting. I've done a couple of movies, and they're just so slow that that the live theater is much more fun. So, but that's, you know, basically, and you know, it comes up every once in a while. And I like doing television, which is not really acting, because and with few exceptions, I play myself, which is, you know, I don't actually have to study very hard to do that. But I was over at HBO this week, and, you know, it occurred to me when I was over there that they actually send me a residual check for about $13 literally about every year, because I did made when HBO first started, I did a made-for-TV movie called The Coming Out of Heidi Leiter. And I played a talk show host that was dealing, I mean, it turned out to be one of those things that was really kind of prescient, because it kind of predicted gay rights to a certain extent. It was based on a true story of two women, young girls actually, they were 17, who decided to go to the prom together, and it created this huge fuss, and we had a studio audience, and it was a really fun thing to do. Stuff like that is fun, and I'm going to be on. I think I'm not allowed to mention it yet. Shoot, sorry. I'll tell you when we get closer to it. I did it a long time ago, and it was supposed to come out in January, and it's not. It's going to come out, I think, in March. And apparently, I'm not allowed to mention anything about it until it actually comes out. But I'll tell you as soon as they let me know. I'll tell you about it. I'm not trying to tease you. I just sort of they'll come and take out my fingernails or something. Okay. So any job in the world? What does anybody want to be Santa Claus? Probably not this week.
It'd be quite a busy week if somebody took on that job right now.
Yeah, I think that'd be, you'd be a little bit behind the eight ball.
At least a busy couple of days.
Yeah. All right, what else we got?
Marie, she says she would like to be an honest and caring politician and be for the people.
You know, yeah. So, honey, that means, Marie, you got to run for office. Because if all we get is people who are venal running for office, that's what we're going to get, right?
Yeah.
So somehow we need to make, I mean, that's why campaign reform, finance reform is so important, so that people who aren't rich and expecting to get richer can run. I don't know, it seems to be something corrupter about it, something corrupting about it as well,
mm-hmm.
that power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. Yeah, I would like to think that there was, as I said, that was one of them. Maybe I didn't say it. I told you I saw the case against Proposition 8, and the two lawyers who faced each other during the Gore-Bush campaign fight at the Supreme Court. So one was on the far left, one's on the far right, united in this the case against Prop 8. And for me, one of the comforts of that, I mean, first of all, it's a great documentary. It's on the short list for the Oscars, and hopefully we'll make it. And you should go see it, because it's interesting and it's well done, and not the least of which is these two guys who were on opposite ends of the political spectrum, opposite ends of the legal spectrum when they were fighting this, down and dirty fight that went on for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
That whole notion of smart, well-intentioned people getting together and talking about things and finding common ground and influencing one another has gone out of the political system. So, Marie, I agree with you. But I think that means that people who are disgusted by the process need to get involved in it. Because if all of us who are disgusted just opt out, we're going to leave it to the disgusting. That's suitable for a bumper sticker, isn't it? Maybe not. Okay. All right, what else we got?
We'll go to Shannon. Shannon says she would like to have Vanna White's job for the reasons of wearing nice dresses, low stress, travel, good hours, and of course the money.
I don't know. Is that? I guess it just seems to me that when you have your last rattly little breath, saying, "Did I make the world a better place?" I mean, I think Vanna is very attractive, and she certainly. But what does that mean? I mean, okay, I'm not arguing with it. It's just. Would you like to have a little bit more of an impact than that if it's your perfect... I guess it's a perfect job, but you're right. You don't work very many hours. Pat Sajak, I've met him a couple times. He seems to be charming. Who knows? I mean, I think people who are professionally charming... It's like the line in Into the Woods that the prince says... he says, I was... Chris Hemsworth says, as a prince, I was raised to be charming, not sincere. I think television hosts are raised to be charming, not necessarily sincere. But he seems by all, I'm not bad-mouthing him. He seems to be a charming man, and working with somebody who's nice certainly makes a difference.
Yeah.
All right, so Vanna White, watch out.
Very quick before we go to break, Pearl says, I would write and produce Broadway musicals. I love to write, and I love the theater and singing.
Well, start locally. Almost everything that ends up on Broadway starts someplace else. Starts in L.A. or starts in Chicago. Call up and tell me about your musical. I'd love to hear about it. 855-99-DR-JOY, 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
connect with Dr. Joe.
Award-winning Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Joel Wallach will be speaking January 7th at Faith Tabernacle Church, 2025 4th Street, North Minneapolis, and January 8th, Shiloh Temple, 1201 West Broadway Avenue, North Minneapolis. For more information, call 763-291-5052 or 763-221-8432. That's 763-291-5052 or 763-221-8432.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking about what job you'd love, your perfect career job description. Let's see what else we got.
All right.
Any job you wanted.
Let's see. Left off with Pearl. Let's go to Aurora. She says, I would love to be a hotel reviewer for a website or magazine. I love to travel and love to explore hotels. That's an interesting.
All right. What you should do is write up the next time you go on a trip, write it and send it to somebody and see if they'll print it for you. And you can start with a local newspaper. You can start with your church bulletin. Start any place.
just get published someplace.
Irvin says, comedian, comedy writer, NBA player. He's got a couple of them, it looks like. Comedian, comedy writer, NBA player, or stay-at-home dad. These are all difficult and demanding titles, but I would feel rewarding also.
All right, well, let's start with comedy writer. Start writing. And a lot of places have open mics, especially these days. Comedy has sort of enjoyed a real resurgence. So that's number one. Stay-at-home dad. I don't know if you have kids. It's probably harder to be a stay-at-home dad if you don't have kids, but nevertheless. And your kids probably have to be under the age of 10, or it doesn't count. NBA player. It depends, you know, I suppose how tall you are and how old you are, but there's certainly pickup games that that I'm sure you could get involved in. So we had comedy writer, stay-at-home dad, NBA. What was the other one?
Comedian. Comedian was the first one he said.
And yeah.
Comedian, well, and comedy writer.
Yeah, yeah, you can do that.
Yeah. And then he...
Just start writing.
He ends it with a nice perspective. He says, think about it, in all these jobs, you make people smile. So...
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, but again, none of them are necessarily outside the realms of possibilities. So.
Sure.
You know, I think part of it is that you have to start and understand what, if you read the stories of people who are doing those things, they quite often, I mean, for the NBA, probably a little bit different because a lot of those kids started playing, you know, in junior high school.
Mm-hmm.
But there are also stories, because they make them into movies, right, about guys who go to tryouts or whatever, and they're always sort of local games. Stay-at-home dad, pretty, you know, pretty feasible. Comedians just start writing. Rodney Dangerfield was a house painter. He was a painting contractor. And he was telling jokes at bar mitzvahs and weddings, and didn't start really being a professional comedian until he was in his late 40s, like early 50s.
Hmm.
So there you go.
Yeah. Let's go on to Karen. Karen says, you'll appreciate this, Dr. Joy. She says, talk show host and interview famous people.
Well, again, start, find a local radio station and agree to do it for free for a while, and off you go. You need some track record. You may want to expand it out a little bit in that the celebrity interview stuff is kind of, first of all, in order to get them, you probably have to be either syndicated or living in a big city, which it doesn't mean no. It just means you probably need to expand it out to something a little bit more than that. But just start doing it.
Mm-hmm. Patrick says, President of the United States, because I wouldn't be scared of creating a social revolution and dying for good causes.
Well, I don't think you have to die, hopefully. You
certainly wouldn't want you to die.
Yeah, no, I mean, and hopefully what you would do is live. I mean, this is a country that hopefully has bloodless revolutions, that we get to vote every 4 years,
mm-hmm.
and for president, and, you know, every couple of years for the Congress. So, I mean, well, I good for you for wanting to be involved in politics and wanting to make the world a better place, but I don't think you necessarily have to view yourself as a martyr to the cause. I mean, that would mean that, number one, your tenure would be abbreviated, and number two, that the country would presumably be somewhat sort of shoved into chaos by your death. So let's have you be president and live and have a wonderful legacy.
And I think that was actually our friend Patrick who called in and talked with you about the Sony situation last week.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I think that's our guy Patrick that called in with that.
I keep calling David, yeah.
But, yeah, good for him.
Well, and it sounds like, I mean, to his credit, that he is literally putting his energy where his fantasies are, that he is
yeah.
involved, he is. And, you know, this is, as I said, if you look at movies, if you look at documentaries, if you look at politics, this year, more than probably any other year that I can remember, in the last 2 years, let's say, 2 or 3 years, have been sort of political upheavals of people saying, whether it's Occupy Wall Street, whether it's the Arab Spring, whether it's the Wikipedia leaks, whatever it is, of people saying,
that we want government to be working for us. We want transparency, that that there are more of us than there are of government, and we need to find our voice and find our focus. Because for me, it's not so much voice. I mean, I think everybody can holler. It's being able to find enough consistency of an overlap of interest to be able to work together. Because if you get five people together, they probably have five different versions of how they want the world to be. So you need to find some commonality that you can unite behind so that you can have that strength of number, especially in a democracy.
Yeah. Let's go to Vicky. Vicky says, I would like to do your job. Talking to you, of course. She says, I would like to do your job, but would get frustrated when people don't listen.
Well, honey, let me tell you, we've had a couple
callers that have not necessarily wanted to listen to you.
Oh, that happens all the time. Yeah. Listen, it's part of the job description, and even if you're a therapist, that understanding that your job is not to convince people. Your job is to give people the information, and then they have to choose, number one, whether to accept it, and number two, even more importantly, what to do about it. Because, I mean, your job stops at one point and somebody else's begins. And it's really important not to confuse those two phenomena. Because if you feel that it's your job to make somebody do something different, first of all, you're going to be bullying them. Second of all, you're going to be frustrated a lot. And third of all, they're going to feel bullied.
Yeah.
So, and that's not a way of having consistent change. People have to sort of find themselves. You hear on the negative side, when people are addicted or drinking, that they have to hit bottom. And what that really means is that there has to be some reason within themselves to change their approach. And whatever bottom means, and I think bottom can mean different things to different people, but you don't change for somebody else. Change is a very difficult phenomenon. You change because it's no longer profitable on any level. It's too painful not to. And so my job is not to change you. My job is to give you something at the end of a phone call that you didn't have at the beginning, so you see yourself as having options that you didn't previously see yourself as having. And if I do that, I mean, I'm delighted, because every once in a while you can hear somebody change on the phone. You can hear the sort of process occur. But if that was the only criteria, I would not be a very happy camper. My job is just to give you something, and I, you know, hope like crazy that you'll use it, because that makes both of us feel better. But that's up to you. You get to choose. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
A show? No problem. Download the podcast.
The knowledge of the ancients. Tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com
and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.